Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm on the west coast of the Chesapeake Bay at the FEI group meeting, and I'm with Nick Fredrisi, owner of the Flooring Gallery based in Kentucky. Nick, how you doing?
I'm very good this morning. Kemp, how are you?
I'm good. So you do have a business based in Louisville and Lexington, and you also have stores in southern Indiana, right?
We do as well, absolutely.
And what is your store count now?
We have 5 stores, 3 distribution centers, and we do business from Columbus, Indiana, down all the way to Knoxville, Tennessee. That swath all the way through there.
Yeah, and how did you get into business?
Like everybody else, first job out of college with no idea this would be my career, and let's just say over 30 years later, I'm in it and own a company.
And you have a strong business on the builder side. What is your mix of residential replacement to builder?
The builder multifamily has grown the last few years. We as a company always budget 50% retail replacement, 50% builder multifamily. But I'd say we're probably 60-40 now since builder and multifamily has grown so much.
The residential replacement side is a little soft this year, isn't it?
No, actually, and you hate to say that out loud, it's been a very good year. First quarter was really strong for us, and now it seems to be very good again. But in this business, you can never, you know, it changes every day. But it's been a good year for us so far in retail.
Well, that's interesting to hear because I'm hearing some retailers talk about what they call election year jitters, but you're not seeing that in Kentucky.
Oh, I think we all have the jitters, but I'm lucky to have a couple of really strong retail stores, and they've done pretty well.
All right, so we're at the FEI Group, as I mentioned, and I believe you were one of the first members to join this organization, right?
Yes, we've been with them since the beginning, so I guess it's about 15 or 16 years with the FEI Group, and it has really changed.
Talk about some of the challenges you're facing as you service the builder market.
Well, you know, one of the nice things about coming to this convention is you're with a lot of your peers, so it's either misery loves company or you're having champagne together, and it seems that a lot of us have the same common issues. Installation, probably the single biggest issue that we're all facing, finding enough stallers to get the business done and done in a professional way, because there seems to be less of a pull to pull from. And the other side, there's quite a few members who are trying to grow and expand, and employees, as far as company-owned employees, that's tough to get these days, too. Recruiting is a challenge.
What is your mix of company-owned installers versus arm's-length installers?
Oh, no, we're all subcontractors. It's hard legally to have a mix of anything there these days, so we're all subcontractor. I was talking about salespeople, office staff, that type of thing, as far as company employees.
So there's actually a challenge with that as well?
There is, and we've all tried a multitude of things, it seems, from the seminars I've been in, from recruiting companies to friends and relatives to just anywhere you can find people.
Did you go down to Texas to the summit that was held about installation that the WFCA hosted?
No. In fact, I watched all the broadcast and everything of that, and obviously being part of the WFCA, I follow that very strongly, but I was not at the summit.
Yeah, I'd like to point that out as well. I mean, you serve a role. I think the last time we interviewed, you were actually the point man on picking the new leader of the WFCA. Are you still active with that organization?
Actually very active, and this January I will become the chairman again. Be the only person for the WFCA to be chairman twice. It's a strong volunteer organization, and when they get a good volunteer, they find a way to utilize you, absolutely.
So other than this installation focus they have right now, what are some of the other things that the WFCA is focused on?
Well, installation is certainly a huge one for them, but their litigation, lobbying on the Hill for the Marketplace Fairness Act, the installer-subcontractor separation, there's a lot of legal issues that they're working with. I believe you've spoken with Jeff King, their legal advisor before, and he is a very busy man with the WFCA. They've got a lot going on. They're a growing organization again, which was really not the case for a few years.
And one big news item with them, obviously, is they've moved from being an Anaheim-based organization to being a Dalton-based organization, right?
They have. I will tell you on a personal note from someone who works out of Kentucky, it's really nice to have them in Georgia. And I think it's very good for the organization to be right there in the heart of, you know, that's the center of the industry of the world for floor carpeting. That's a smart move.
It does make sense. It's moving away from how they got formed, but going to where the business is. So it makes a lot of sense. All right, so let's talk about what you get out of attending here. I mean, I had an interview yesterday with a couple of the leaders of the FEI group, and it sounds like part of the reason that many people come here is for the software side, to get away from your business and work on growing your business. Is that primarily why you come?
I have never been a part of an organization that's more of a networking group than this is. Again, I've been around it for a long time, so I've gotten to know a lot of the ladies and men who are part of this organization. I've never met any group that shares information as freely with each other. You know, they were all together to have your back when times were tough, and they're there to buy you a glass of bourbon when things are good, and they really, really share what's going on with their businesses.
So last night there was a trade show. Talk a little bit about that experience when you walked through and visited with the vendors.
One of the reasons the convention is important for people to come to the FEI convention is because of their vendors are so great, and a lot of their people are direct suppliers to the group. The convention is one of the only times you get to see all of their products and meet with the people. They're not the same as some of the manufacturers that have rep that call on you weekly or quarterly and that type of thing. So once a year, you get to meet with these guys, make your deals, find out what the rebate programs are going to be. You know, everything changes every year. It seems there's always a new product that's introduced, and I saw some things I'd never seen last night. So it was a great hard side of the convention, too.
So this is not just a cocktail party, then?
No, I only had one cocktail yesterday, and I worked 12 hours. So if you want to do business with this group, you can absolutely get a lot of business done. On the other side, I can't think of a more fun group of guys. They will have a cocktail if you'd like to.
Okay, one last question. When we start thinking about this mix shift with more and more hard surface being sold, how has that affected your business?
Oh, completely. This is, you know, the last couple of years are the first years that we did less soft surface than we did hard surface. If you look at our stores a few years ago, they were dominated by soft goods. Now, no question, the hard surface size, we devote more square footage in all of our showrooms to hard surface. You know, we had added, you know, a huge amount of space last 2 years for just WPC. That was a category we never even had before, and it's the fastest growing thing in the showroom. So, got to change your stores, got to change your training, have to change your installers. It's a new deal every year.
You know, carpet, when you look at it, it's still an $8.5 billion business at wholesale, which is double the next category. But then when you add up the other categories, the hard surface has definitely given carpet a run for its money, right?
It absolutely has. Now, I will tell you, I certainly want carpet to never go away. It is by far the easiest product to install. It is probably still the most profitable product we have, but you have to follow consumer choice, and they like hard surface. They like hardwood. They like ceramic. They like the LVPs, and we go wherever the consumer drives us to.
All right, so as you look forward and you look toward 17, you feel like that the pace you've been growing is going to continue to maintain itself?
You know, I hope so, but I will tell you, after this many years, I never prognosticated. I couldn't tell you next quarter what is going to happen. I certainly hope so. It's been good. Things look good and favorable, but with our political climate and things, I take every day as it comes, and we try to get the very most out of it. It's hard to predict the future.
All right, Nick, it's great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Nick Fredrisi, the owner of the Flooring Gallery in Kentucky, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.